Okay, welcome. I think we'll go ahead and begin since we're about 1 minute past the appointed time. Thank you very much for joining me for this class, Drones 102, a short lecture on advanced drones. This is a follow-up to the Drones 101 introductory course. For those of you who have joined us here in the chat channel, anyone here who was not at the Drones 101 class, please give me a wave or X up in the chat, class.ene chat channel. So we have a few of you. Well, first of all, as I'm sure everyone else who's in the class who did attend, I'm sure they will tell you that it was the most awesome class ever and you missed an incredible experience. So very sorry that you missed that that class. Okay, let's go ahead and get started here. First of all, this is a class on advanced drones, otherwise known as Drones 102. And I do want to keep this class to less than an hour. We will review the different types of advanced drones available to EVE pilots and discuss how to use them effectively. We'll also review the kinds of specialized modules and rigs that can help you to improve your use of drones. We'll also talk a little bit about different kinds of drone boats that are out there in the game. So this course does build upon the basic introduction to drones provided in Drones 101. If you're not familiar with the essentials of combat drones and how to use them, candidly, you're going to find most of the content presented in this particular class to be somewhat mystifying. So feel free to leave this class if you feel that it's too advanced for you. I do encourage you to take a look at both the syllabus and the recording that we'll be posting of the Drones 101 class. I just posted the link to the syllabus for the Drones 101 class, and again, it's a useful reference to understand some of the fundamentals of how to use drones, different types of combat drones that are available. We also touched on mining drones, and a very helpful introduction. And I've just posted the link for the Drones 102 class, which is the one that we're going to be covering today. You might want to make a note of that. You can either follow along with me. Everything I'm going to say is contained in that syllabus, or you can use this as a reference later on down the line if you find that to be useful. A few ground rules for this class. First of all, the class will consist mostly of a lecture. I apologize for that. It is going to be a bit of a drone, pun intended, and it's going to run about 45 minutes or so, covering some of the highlights of advanced drones. Feel free to ask any questions as we go along in the chat.euni chat channel. I am easily distracted, but I will try to answer your questions as we go along in the class. At the end of the lecture, we'll open the TeamSpeak lines up for any further questions or where you can correct me if I got anything wrong or if you have some different insights on some of the points that have been presented or just any kind of general discussion about drones or advanced drones in general. I do recommend that you be docked up safely in the station for this class. There is no practical exercise for this class, so you don't have to be, but I do recommend that you be somewhere safe as we go along. One other key point, if you have not done already, please check your TeamSpeak settings. Make sure you have push-to-talk enabled. We've had a little trouble with TeamSpeak in the last couple of classes, and don't want to have that happen again. So if you could have your push-to-talk enabled, that will be helpful. If we get any stuttering or any kind of performance problem, if you could indicate in the class.euni chat channel, we'll try to address that. Thank you. A quick introduction. My name is Neville Smith. I have been playing EVE for a little over 10 months now. I've been in the uni most of that time. I am a EVE University graduate, senior recruitment officer, and I'm generally active in the uni. And every once in a while, I like to do classes like this. I am a Galente pilot in my main, and as a result, drone skills are very important, as they are to all Galente pilots. I often use drones both in missions. I fly Dominixes and Myrmidons and use drones quite frequently, and have had a lot of experimentation and experience working with different kinds of drones. In the previous class, we talked about fundamental drones, of course, fundamentals of drones and combat drones. In this class, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the different kinds of advanced drones that are available. Many people tend to think that advanced drones are the exclusive domain of use by Galente pilots, because we tend to have more drone boats pilots. And my goal for this class is to stimulate your interest in perhaps developing the skills to be able to use and field some of these more advanced types of drones, because I think they're very useful not only to Galente, but to all types of pilots. So we'll be covering these here today. In fact, if you're not using some of these drones and you have drone capabilities on your boat, on your ship, then I would suggest to you that you're deliberately nerfing your performance and losing out on some potential options for achieving some competitive advantage and realizing your objectives in the game. So I'm a big fan of both regular combat drones as well as some of these advanced drone types, but you do need to know how to use them effectively. And many people do field them incorrectly. I myself have made many mistakes using some of these advanced drones, and I'll share with you some of those mistakes, and have discovered them to be very handy in the right situations. By show of hands here in the class.uni chat channel, how many of you have actually used some of these advanced drone types? Electronic warfare drones, combat utility drones, logistic drones, or maybe even fighters and fighter bombers. Let me see by a wave or an X up in the class.uni chat channel. So just a few of you. More interestingly, how many of you have not used any of these drones? Give me a wave now. Okay, so the vast majority of you. Well, I think you'll find this a very interesting class then. There are different types of drones, advanced drones, that are available. They do come in a mix of different racial flavors, sizes, and tech levels. Combat and mining drones are the most commonly used types, as we said. But there are a number of advanced drones that do require some additional skills and expertise to be able to field and master. And we're going to focus today on those advanced drone types. Those are electronic warfare drones, which provide extended tracking, tracking disruption, jamming, sensor dampening, and target painting capabilities. Combat utility drones, which enable you to field energy neutralizers or stasis webifiers at some range. Logistics drones, which provide remote shield or armor repair capabilities to your fleet mates. And we'll also touch on fighters and fighter bombers, which are very powerful ships that are launched from carriers and supercarrier capital ships. Obviously, very advanced kinds of a type of drone. Let's talk first about electronic warfare drones. Before I get into it, I need to tell you that my original opinion of electronic warfare drones and some of my early experiments with them were very negative. I had a very negative impression of electronic warfare drones. And then I discovered most recently that I was really using them incorrectly. And I'm going to share with you some of the lessons I learned there. Electronic warfare drones, if used and deployed correctly, can really save your ass. They are a wonderful way to evade or escape those that are trying to attack you. So I've actually had my Dominix saved as a result of using electronic warfare drones, so I'm a big fan of them now, where I certainly was not previously. Electronic warfare drones, what we'll call EW drones, do not do damage like combat drones, but instead apply different kinds of EWAR, electronic warfare, effects on their target. And there are different racial types of electronic warfare drones, and they each do different things. There are three EW drones per race, which reflect the light scout, medium scout, and heavy attack drones of the combat model. So they come in three flavors. Pilots must have suitable electronic warfare skills to operate any of these drones. We'll talk a little bit more about the skills required. But in addition to having the appropriate drone skills, you must also have the corresponding electronic warfare skills. So if you're not flying electronic warfare ships or you don't have electronic warfare skills, you're going to have to make an additional investment in skill development to be able to field any of these. By show of hands in the class.eune chat channel, how many of you have EW ship skills trained, please? So most of you. You know, I fly Celestis in fleet often and fly Galente EWAR sensor dampeners in fleet. Enjoy flying that ship. And very highly trained on using remote sensor dampeners. And when I began to discover the use of electronic warfare drones, I realized that I did not have all the skills required to field all of these. So I never thought I would be using Caldari jamming, for example. And I never saw myself flying a Blackbird, for example. So I didn't train up on any of the EW jamming skills. Well, with drones, you have that option. So it's a great way to have other kinds of capabilities for electronic warfare that are normally reserved for other races and be able to bring those aboard in your particular ship. And I've discovered, actually, that a Celestis with Caldari EWAR jamming drones, in addition to onboard sensor dampeners, can be really nasty. So I now routinely field those when flying in fleet, and does add a whole other kind of dimension of electronic warfare capability if you fly those kinds of vessels. Also really great if you're not flying any warship, just to be able to have multiple types of electronic warfare at your disposal can be really create a whole new element of surprise for those that you're targeting and trying to attack. Okay, let's talk about the different kinds of electronic warfare drones. First, let's talk about tracking disruption drones. These are Amar EW drones, and let me give you an example of one. Here is the Acolyte TD-300 drone, if you want to take a look at that. The Acolyte is the scout version. It's the 5-cubic-meter version, certainly the fastest of the three. There's also the Infiltrator TD-600 and the Praetor TD-900, which are the medium and heavy drone equivalents. Those particular drones reduce the amount of damage that you will take and the chance to hit of a target ship's turrets. They basically are acting like tracking disruptors. However, they have no effect on missile launchers. So if you're using these drones on a ship that only has missiles, you're pretty much wasting your time. So how many people here have skills in tracking disruption? Not the drones, but just tracking disruption. Let me see in the chat channel. Excellent. If you are an Amar EWAR pilot and you've been trained on tracking disruption, or even if you've just trained up on that particular skill, here's another way that you can use those skills and really mix it up a little bit with your drone selection. The Acolyte TD-300 that I posted operates at a 5K optimal range. The Infiltrator operates at a 7.5K optimal range, and the Praetor operates at a 10K optimal range. And each of those have a correspondingly higher strength to their tracking disruption. So they're equivalent roughly to a small, medium, and large module for tracking disruption on your ship. So they really do add a lot of power, especially at the for the higher or the larger drones for tracking disruption. The skills that are required to field the Acolyte TD-300, which is the scout drone version of this, you'll need Drones 5, Electronic Warfare 4, Electronics 3, Weapon Disruption 3, and Electronic Warfare Drone Interfacing 1. For the medium style, it's the same skills except Electronic Warfare Drone Interfacing 2. And for the Praetor Heavy Tracking Disruption Drone, the same skills except you need Electronic Warfare Drone Interfacing 3. So if you have those other skills already trained up, You may find all you need are the drone skills, and you can begin to field those tracking disruption drones. And I find these to be very effective, actually. People don't expect tracking disruptor drones to be used against them, usually, and often they don't even know where it's coming from. They'll be looking for some kind of a ship that's doing tracking disruption effects on them, and they don't even realize that it's coming from the drone. So a nice thing to add to your mix. Next up is the Caldari ECM drones, and I love those. Yeah, Aurora, I can't pronounce your name, Aurora, forgive me for mangling your name there, asks that they aren't much use in PvE. That is correct. You're going to find that all of these e-war drones are not terribly effective in PvE or missions. You can field them, and I've done so just for fun to see if they actually work. They do exhibit a certain number of effects, but they're far, far more effective in PvP situations. I no longer use any of these in any kind of PvE situations, and I don't recommend it. You want to kill those non-player character targets as fast as possible, so you're really nerfing your combat capabilities if you're not fielding combat drones in PvE situations. I would not recommend using these e-war drones. There is an exception to that, and we'll get to that in a moment. But generally speaking, you're not going to use these e-war drones in PvP situations. Now, back to ECM drones. The Caldari EW drones can jam a target's ability to target you. That not only drops their current lock that they may have on you, but also makes them unable to lock if you get a jam for a short time, 20 seconds. They work just like EW modules on a Caldari ship. They're roughly equivalent to the multispectral jamming modules, however, not the more powerful race jamming modules. So be aware that they are not as powerful as a race jamming module, and that's why I was kind of negative about them initially. The Hornet EC-300 is the light scout version. The Vespa EC-600 is the medium version, and the Wasp EC-900 is the heavy version. To use those, you need Drones 5, Electronic Warfare 4, Electronics 1, and Electronic Warfare Drone Interfacing 1, 2, or 3, respectively. EC-300s have a jam strength of 1. EC-600s, the medium drones, have a jam strength of 1.5, and EC-900s, the heavy drones, have a jam strength of 2. One cool thing about ECM drones is that they suffer no stacking penalty. They do not, however, benefit from any of your advanced ECM-related skills, which are limited only to modules that are mounted on your ship. So there is a downside there. But the way to use them, and we're going to talk more about this, is if you use them in large groups, chances of getting a jam off are pretty darn good. So as I said before, I was being attacked in a pirate belt recently and happened to have some ECM drones aboard and was locked up and looked like I was going to die, released those drones, unlocked, got the unlock, and was able to warp away. Lost the drones, but that was very much a cheap price to pay for saving a battleship. So I'm a big fan of the ECM drones in PvP situations. They can definitely be a safety net for you and help you to escape. Let's talk about sensor dampener drones. These are the Galente EWAR drones, and here is the Hammerhead SD-600, which is the middle range, the medium-sized drone. There is the the other drones, so the Hobgoblin SD-300, and then of course there's the Ogre SD-900, which are the light drones and heavy drones, respectively. Those Galente drones specialize in reducing the range and speed of enemy targeting systems. They operate just like a sensor dampener module. What that does is that'll force the target either to come in closer to lock you, or it'll take a lot longer to achieve a lock. And really, you want to use those. I find that the sensor dampener drones are really not as effective as other forms of EWAR drones. I do love sensor dampener modules, and I use them on my Celestis, but they really aren't as effective in PVP situations. First of all, if you're going to be using sensor dampeners to try and stop a sniper, for example, wonderful on a Celestis with the appropriate skills, if you can reach them, and I can actually target and damp things over 150 kilometers away now. So they're great for damping snipers, but sending drones to do that job would take forever for the drones to get there, so not terribly effective in that regard. Also, it does help to help give them longer lock times, but I find that the jamming drones tend to work a little bit better. So of all the different EWAR drones, I would have to say that the sensor dampener drones are probably the least effective, and I don't tend to feel them ever very often anymore. The Minmatar target painting drones, and let's see if I can find an example of one of those. The Warrior TP-300, the Valkyrie TP-600, and the Berserker TP-900 do operate at just like regular old target painters. And they can be very effective for helping you to blow up the signature radius of a targeted vessel. They definitely help make it look bigger and easier to hit in combat. It means that they also will take more damage from missiles and other weapons, so they can be very, very handy. I do like using target painters in fleet. They're kind of cool. It's a great way to add some additional damage to certain kinds of targets, and also warrior target painters against interceptors. Number one, they can catch them, which is kind of cool, but also they can make them a little bit bigger and easier to take out. So if you're going to be going up against interceptors and having a fast target painter, in particular the Warrior TP-300 can go a long way to help improve the likelihood of hitting those kinds of fast small ships. The skills required for a target painting ship are Drones 5, Electronic Warfare 4, Electronics 3, Target Painting 3, and Electronic Warfare Drone Interfacing 1, 2, or 3 for the Warrior, Valkyrie, and Berserker target painter versions, respectively. So that's a quick introduction to the various types of EWAR drones. Any questions at all about EWAR drones, feel free to type that in the chat.euni channel. We'll be talking a little bit more about how to use these in combat situations a little bit later, but any other questions? Great. Because I'm a needy person and need feedback, anyone can give me a... Oh, by the way, no Tech 2 versions of EWAR drones. That is correct. Very good point, Namplog. There are no Tech 2 versions. They are what they are. So if you have access to them, you basically have a choice of small, medium, large. There are no Tech 2 versions. Also, Magnetests, will any of them suffer stacking against each other? No, actually not. They do not suffer any stacking penalties, which is a very cool thing about them. Now, so they are relatively weak. I mean, for example, the ECM drones are multispectral, so very similar to the multispectral modules, but they suffer no stacking penalty. And so as a result, you can end up with some really interesting chances for jam, even though they're relatively weak individually. One of the mistakes I made with ECM drones is I was using a very small number of them or mixing them in with combat drones, and they weren't really having much effect at all. But a full flight of 5 ECM drones, the chances of getting a jam are pretty high. Close to 4/5 of the time, if not better, you're going to get a jam off. So definitely do recommend that you use those in mass, if you will. Hushu asks, is it a good idea to mix them? It depends. There are certain combinations, and we'll talk a little bit more about them. I don't recommend mixing them with the ECM drones. It's kind of all or nothing, because the probabilities of getting a jam play off each other if you have more of them in the mix. But certain combinations can be good. If you're going to be mixing up certain combat support drones with maybe a target painter or two, it's not a bad idea. So mixing them up can make a definite difference. It all depends on what you're trying to accomplish in your PvP situations and also in fleet. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as well. Let's talk about combat utility drones. And these are, one is very helpful and one is of limited value. They are similar to EW drones. The combat utility drones can act like mobile energy neutralizers or disruptors or stasis webifier modules. Think of them as neutralized, basically newts or webbers that fly around instead of be locked into your ship. In your ship fitting. The energy neutralization drones are based, again, on the Amar design. There's the Acolyte EV-300, Infiltrator EV-600, and the Praetor EV-900. What they do is they drain the capacitor of the target vessel and come in three sizes. And they're roughly equivalent to a small, medium, and large energy neutralizer. So fantastic for use in PvP. To send out a whole flight of five energy neutralizers, and I guarantee your target isn't going to know what hit them. Suddenly they're going to be losing cap, and they're going to have, you know, no idea what's happening to them. So fantastic. I love energy newts. I love mixing them up with other kinds of EOR drones as well. You can definitely achieve a certain element of surprise. Nothing's better than to fly in and launch a bunch of newts, and by the time you get close to the target, actually have them reduced to zero in their cap can be a wonderful thing. So neutralizer drones are really underutilized. You don't see them very often. I think they should be used more often because they can be very effective. Yeah, Saja makes a very good point here. Those energy neutralizer drones, those EV series of drones, have very fast cycles as a result and are really good at keeping the cap down between cycles. That's a very good point. I found that to be the case as well. Mix them up with thoraxes, as Magnus says. Fantastic in one-on-one PvP engagements. In fact, there's a video of an Alliance tournament session that happened recently where a group of thoraxes went up against a bunch of Tech 2 ships, and all of the thoraxes were carrying these kinds of ECM drones and some energy neutralizers, and they were very, very effective. Were able to jam the ships, drain them of their cap, and the thoraxes took them out very, very quickly. So a big, big upset there. Yeah, you don't see them that often in tournament, but when they're used, they're used in mass, and they can be very effective. A great surprise weapon, no doubt. Now, to use energy neutralization drones, you're going to need Drones 5, Electronic Warfare 4, Electronics 1, Energy Emission Systems 3, Engineering 3, Science 2, and electronic warfare drone interfacing. So a few more skills required to use them. And if you're going to use the small version, which is the Acolyte version, that's electronic warfare drone interfacing 1, the medium version 2, and the heavy version 3. So. Now the other type of drone, combat utility drone, is the stasis webification drone. There's only one size, and it is the Berserker SW-900. They definitely will slow down and webify a target, which makes them a lot easier to hit and damage. And it is used by, it's based on the heavy Minmatar drone, the Berserker. And let's see if I can find that. There you are. I have tried using these in PvP situations. First of all, the fact that it is a large drone, it takes up a lot of drone bay size and a lot of bandwidth. They are, because they are a heavy drone, they move slow as molasses, so they take forever to get to the target. These are probably the least useful of all the different drones that are available other than the sensor dampener drones. So I generally don't recommend that you use these in PvP situations. However, in missions, if you've got a drone boat, they can be quite helpful. Throw in a stasis webifier drone with a bunch of heavy drones, and they will actually lock down or slow down cruisers and even frigates and allow heavy drones to have some good effect there. So I've mixed in a stasis webification drone in missions, and if I'm going to be using heavy drones, and they can actually give you a little bit more flexibility. They don't take as many skills. Drones 5, Drone Navigation 3, Propulsion Jamming 3, and Electronics 3, and you'll be able to get access to those stasis webifier drones. Also, you do need need the electronic warfare drone interfacing 3 as well. Okay, we have a question here from Daniel. Would you suggest using Stasis Web of Fire and Target Painter drones for a missile boat to spare mid-slots for a tank? That's a great idea. I do like that. Just remember that those Stasis Web of Fire drones are going to take forever to get close to your target. It does have an optimal range of 10K, so it doesn't have to get too close. But if you're going to be standing off and are going to be depending on your Berserker drones to webify and lock down a target, it'll take forever for it to get there. It's just not as effective. It really is kind of a close-in drone, and as a result, I don't find it as effective in PvP situations. But yeah, a mix of those would be a very cool thing to help optimize damage from a missile boat. And if you can get that Berserker SW900 within range, within a 10K optimal range, then it can slow down at your target enough to be able to exact more damage upon it. But that's a tough thing to be able to pull off. Let's talk a little bit about logistics drones. Logistics drones come in two flavors. There are shield repair drones and there are armor repair drones. Note that there are no logistics drones for hull repair. They will unfortunately not be able to be used by pilots to target themselves because you can't target them yourself. As a result, you cannot use any of these to repair your own ship. But they're wonderful for fleet mates. We were having a little bit of discussion before the class about whether or not logistics drones can be used effectively in fleet to provide remote repair in combat. I've experimented with this, and I've seen others do so as well. Candidly, the remote repair modules that you can fit to your ship do a far more effective job at providing remote repair services to your fleet mates than these drones will. However, if you have a lot of them, they can be useful. And so I do encourage it. I find them to be much more useful in post-combat situations when you're trying to repair damage after a combat battle. So having a few of these in your ship, if you've got a big drone boat, can be very handy because they can fly off, they have extended range, and they can repair your colleagues in pretty short order. But in actual combat itself, I find that unless you have a lot of them, remote repair modules fitted on your ship can do a much more effective job. Now the shield maintenance bots, as they're known, come in light, medium, and heavy versions, 5 cubic meters, 10 cubic meters, and 25 cubic meters in size. To use these, you need Drones 5, Drone Durability, Shield Emission Systems 3, Engineering 3, Science 1, and Repair Drone Operation 1. You need Repair Drone Operation 2 for the medium version and Repair Drone Operation 3. There are Tech 2 versions of these drones. To get to the Tech 2 versions, then you'll need slightly higher skills. Drones 5, Drone Durability 1, Shield Emissions 4, Engineering 3, Science 2, and Repair Drone Operation 5. And they are more effective and candidly more useful in PvP situations. So if you want the higher tech versions of these drones, you have a little bit more skills that you'll have to train up to be able to use them effectively. The armor repair versions are based on the Galenti designs. They also come in Tech 1 and Tech 2 varieties and come in three different sizes as well, light armor, medium armor, and heavy armor maintenance bots, just like the shield repair drones. The skills required to use these are Drones 5, Drone Durability 1, Remote Armor Repair Systems 3, Mechanic 3, Repair Systems 2, and Repair Drone Operation 1, 2, or 3, depending on whether or not you're using the light, medium, or heavy versions, respectively. And combinations of both of these can be great to have, as I said, in your drone boat bay for repairs. And if you have the Tech 2 versions, you might even consider if you can field them in mass to provide remote repair capabilities. Just be aware that they are vulnerable to smart bombs, just like any other drones. So, again, I do recommend if you're going to do remote repair, probably a more effective or efficient way to do that is with ship-mounted modules. Let's touch on fighters and fighter bombers, and I'm only going to provide a quick introduction here because they are rather advanced and beyond our ability here in the Uni to field them, because they can only be fielded in carriers and supercarriers, certainly. If you do have very advanced skills, fighters and fighter bombers are obviously something you're going to want to put in your carrier or supercarrier. Fighters are frigate-sized drones that do cruiser-level damage, and they are capable of warping, and as a result, they can pursue a target into warp in the same system. So if you see fighters coming at you, be aware. They are very formidable. They can do a lot of damage. They move relatively quickly. They move at frigate speeds, and they do cruiser-level damage. Not only that, but they do two types of damage. They have a primary damage and a secondary damage. The Templar from Amar do EM and thermal damage. The Dragonfly from Kaldari do kinetic and thermal damage. The Firbolg from Galente do thermal and kinetic damage. And the unpronounceable Einherji, I'm sure I've mispronounced that, from Minmatar do both explosive and kinetic damage. So they are very powerful. They do multiple types of damage. They move very fast. And if you warp away, they can follow you. So the only way to really escape from a fighter is to either dock up in a station, warp out of the system, or kill the fighter, which is tough to do. So they are very powerful if you see them, and you're in a lightly tanked ship. My recommendation is get the hell out of there. Fighter bombers are a relatively new addition to EVE. They have one purpose. They're there to destroy capital ships. They can only be based in a supercarrier class ship, and they launch specialized torpedoes that are capable of inflicting a lot of damage against capital vessels. So fighter bombers are new weapons against capital ships. Let's be honest, we're not going to see fighters and fighter bombers outside of NullSec space, where carriers and supercarriers are usually found. So as a result, I'm not going to cover them in more detail here. I think the key lesson to bear in mind is that if you do see fighters, your most prudent course is to run away. Or if you're not in a huge fleet, like you've seen, I'd like to see by show of hands how many have been on some of Core's Dragon Slayer hunts. Let's see by show of hands in the chat channel. And when we go after carriers, even though they're fielding fighters out there, then if we have a huge fleet, then you can take them on pretty pretty effectively. So, but fighters in, you know, if you're going to be in a small fleet or small gang or even one-on-one, my recommendation is until you have the skills, run away. So there's a quick introduction to all the different types of drones. Let's talk about how to use them effectively. And I had some general advice that I've collected from my limited experience so far, and also some from advice from more advanced pilots and some research that I've conducted. Most pilots will never train the necessary skills to use these advanced drones. As you can tell, they do require some dedication and skill development to be able to even get access to them. So you don't see them that often. But when you do field them, most pilots utilize them pretty poorly, and they just tend to mix them in. And this is exactly what I did when I first got access to some of these advanced drones, and as a result had some bad experiences with them. That trend does work in your favor, however. If you can master and deploy advanced drones effectively, they really can provide an element of surprise. And by the time your enemy figures out what's happening to them, these various effects that these EWAR and combat support drones can do to them, you might be too late. So it can really add a whole other element to your attack strategy and your tactics, and really can give you a competitive advantage if you field them intelligently. The biggest threat to your drones, just like any drones, are smart bomb using battleships. If you see a ship using smart bombs, my recommendation is withdraw any surviving drones that you have, and either pick a different target or wait for the smart bomb ship to be taken out. You can usually get a clue about whether or not a battleship is being used for smart bombing by using the look at option on a battleship target. If you see that it has no turrets fitted, chances are pretty good that they might be using smart bombs, so be aware of that. Let's talk about one-on-one PvP engagements with advanced drones. In a one-on-one PvP battle, advanced drone users have one major advantage over non-drone users. You have more options for confounding and frustrating your opponent. For example, fitting a warp scrambler on your drone boat is a must for small PvP engagements because you want to hold your target. And being able to bring to bear multiple NOSes and newts are also very useful. So with advanced drones, if you can, even if you only have a moderately sized drone bay, if you can deploy energy neutralizer drones, it can be very, very effective. If you have a larger bay, considering adding some other drones, like maybe a stasis web of fire if you don't have one, although for all the downsides that I provided to you earlier about the stasis web of fire drones, the point is that those drones can do the job that your onboard modules would otherwise have to do, even if you're not piloting a drone boat. So that frees up at least high slots or some medium slots on your ship, so that you can add more weapons for greater DPS, or enhance your shield tank, or improve your cap regeneration with some mid-slot enhancements. Further, since the use of these advanced drones is so uncommon, most pilots, as I said, realize far too late that they're being tackled or neutralized with drones instead of your ship. So it can really help to confuse and compound them. And it does free up some slots in your ship for more advanced or more powerful fittings. If you use ECM drones, my recommendation is that you use them in large numbers. In fact, if you're going to send ECM drones, and you can you send five, send all five as ECM drones. They come in very handy for breaking target locks and ultimately perhaps even escaping someone who has got you locked up. If you do that, obviously, you will abandon your drones, but that's, as I said, a cheap price to pay for living to fight another day. ECM drones are unaffected by stacking penalties, and so the more that you can bring at them, the higher the chance to jam. In fact, I've calculated that out. If you send five Scout ECM drones, that it would be the Hornet EC-300, to jam a target, and let's say their sensor strength is 10, their chance to jam is about 41%. And over a period of time with multiple attempts to jam, 41%, eventually one of those jams are going to take effect in pretty short order. So if they have even a lower sensor strength, if it's a frigate, for example, two-thirds of the time, you're going to get a jam. So that's pretty cool. If you send medium drones, Vespa EC-600s, send a flight of five, against a frigate, about 83% or better of the time, you're going to get a jam. If they have a sensor strength of 10, more than half the time, 56%, you're going to get a chance to jam. So pretty cool. You're going to be able to get to a pretty good chance to escape with multiple jam attempts using those ECM drones. And as I said before, mixing them in your e-war vessel or in your combat vessel can really make your ship a lot nastier to have to deal with and very frustrating. In PvP situations in which you are flying with a fleet, employing advanced drones gives you all kinds of options. Employing drones in fleet engagements, in particular our famous uni blobs, can be very powerful if you do them in a coordinated fashion. For example, if you field a damage-dealing drones to increase your fleet firepower, which you usually will do, that's great. But if you've already got enough DPS and some huge battleships in your fleet, mixing in some advanced drones to enhance your fleet's effectiveness can be a great advantage. For example, repair drones can be used in supporting the tanks of your frontline damage dealers. However, as I said before, those repair drones, unless they're Tech 2 and you're going to be fielding a lot of them, they're probably not nearly as effective as fielding some of the remote repair modules on your ship. But they can be very helpful addition, certainly. They're much more useful in after battle for repairs and you can move them very quickly from ship to ship. So they're very handy for post-combat repairs. A mass of EWAR drones can be a really powerful secret weapon, or rather ECM drones. Very helpful to add more jams to what's happening in fleet. So they can be really helpful. Some people have asked about webifying drones. I don't like them in fleet operations. They only come in large size. They take up a lot of drone space. They move very slowly. They take forever to get there. So they're not probably very effective. I also would not recommend the sensor dampener modules. They can slow down targeting, but ECM drones, I think, are going to be, a full flight of those are going to be more effective. If your fleet is in a defensive gate camp, having those kinds of advanced drones available can be very helpful. Use the assist command to send your drones to help someone that's based close to the gate. And when a target jumps in, then those drones will assist them. And that can be a great addition to helping your fleet mates to perform more effectively in battle. That kind of brings to an end my general discussion on the different kinds of advanced drones that are available. I wanted to touch on briefly on two other topics, drone carrying ships and also various modules and rigs that you can use to help improve your drones. Then we'll wrap up and open up to any questions. Many people don't know that there are a number of drone carrying ships. Certainly Galente are the most well-known for their drones, and virtually every ship except the industrials can carry drones. In fact, even the small scout ships, Atron and Cursus, Navitest, Tristan, Catalyst, can carry at least one drone. We're also well-known for the very large drone boats. I fly Myrmidons and Dominixes. Dominix, of course, is probably the ultimate drone boat design, except when you get to the Tech II ships, a 375 cubic meter drone bay, so I can carry a full flight of every kind of drone. Very handy. But I don't want to discount some of the other kinds of drones. Yes, Magnus says Ishtar for the win. I definitely agree. Ishtar is also a fine drone boat when you get to those advanced levels. I want to say, however, that the Amar do have some very fine ships and carry a lot of drones. The Arbitrator is a super cruiser. I envy it. In fact, in some ways, I think it's superior to the Vexer. At 150 cubic meters of drone capacity there. The Armageddon can also field 125 cubic meter drone bay there, so you can definitely carry a lot of drones. So if you're an Amar character and you're not training up on drone skills, again, I think you're deliberately nerfing the capabilities of your ship. The Caldari ships, especially when you get to the larger ones, battlecruiser and battleship classes, definitely warrant some additional drone skill training. The Roke carries 50 cubic meters of drone capability, and the Raven and Scorpion, a 75-meter drone bay, which is certainly respectable. The Minmatar, being the most diverse of all the racial ship design philosophies, they do utilize some drones as an adjunct to projectile weapons and other kinds of weapons that they field. Notably, the Typhoon, I think, has the second largest sub-capital drone bay in the game after the Dominix with 175 cubic meters. So, again, when you get to the larger types of ships, Minmatar, training up on drone skills is a great way to maximize the damage of your ship. Trella says, if you're not training T2 drones, you are nerfing your DPS no matter what. I totally agree with that. Although it's less important, as we've already seen with the advanced drones, certainly with combat drones, T2 is necessary. It adds another 20% more or less to the speed and the damage potential of your drones. So T2 drones are wonderful in missions and can add a lot of DPS in PvP situations. Let's talk a little bit about modules and rigs for drones, touch on this. We don't use a lot of these in the uni because we are generally don't fly rigged ships into combat. But I have found that there are a number of rigs and modules that are very effective. We have already talked, I think, in the earlier class about the Drone Link Augmenter. That adds another 20 kilometers to your drone control range. Of all the different modules that are available to help improve drone capability, I think by far the DroneLink Augmenter is the most useful that is available. So if you don't, if you're going to have to be flying a drone boat and you don't have a DroneLink Augmenter fitted on your ship, then you're really losing out on an opportunity to strike at a greater distance. There's also the Drone Navigation Computer, which is a medium slot module, which adds 25% to your drone's speed. I really find that to be not very useful. It does help to get heavier drones to the target a little bit faster. It makes warrior drones ridiculously faster. It's also only basically your, trying to help them to catch things like really fast ships like Interceptor. So Drone Navigation Computer can be useful if you're trying to figure out how to get those drones there faster. I have fitted it once and it was okay. An Omnidirectional Tracking Link is a medium slot module that adds 20% to both the optimal range and the tracking speed of drones. It really doesn't make much difference in standard combat drones, which have relatively small optimal ranges, but it can make a big difference if you're going to be fielding a sentry drone, which can make a pretty big difference if you're going to be sniping with sentries. Drone Control Unit is a high slot module that allows your allows you to field more drones in space, one more drone. It does require advanced drone interfacing skill to use, and it also uses some very, very high levels of power grid and CPU. And so as a result, you really can't fit it on any ships that aren't designed to use the Drone Control Unit. You asked, do Link Augmenters stack the Drone Link Augmenters? Generally, no, they do not. So every time you add another one, that's another 20K. So kind of cool. Drone-related rigs. Actually, you know what? I think drone augmenters do stack, if I do recall correctly. I've never fitted more than three of them. So as I'm thinking back, I think they do stack. All right. They have no stacking penalty? Correct me if I'm wrong here, Sasha. No, you're right. I'm looking at it now here. You're right. They don't have any stacking penalty. So yeah, every one you add is another 20 kilometers. That's cool. Okay, various rigs, and then we'll open it up to questions. There are a number of ship modifications that you can make to enhance the capabilities of your drones. They do come in small, medium, and large size rigs. I've always wanted to put these on a Celestis, but candidly, if you do, then I can't fly it in a uni war fleet. We do not allow rig ships below battle cruiser level in our war fleets. But for, engagements in ratting and so forth and going up against pirates, so this would be a great thing to do. There's the Drone Control Range Augmenter, which increases your drone control range another 15 kilometers, although it does reduce your CPU. The Drone Durability Enhancer increases your drone shields an extra 20%, again reducing your CPU by 10%. The Drone Mining Augmenter, if you're going to be using mining drones, you can add your drone mining yield by an additional 10%. It's kind of cool. Drone Repair improves the any kind of repair drone's capabilities by an additional 10%. The Drone Scope Chip increases the drone's optimal range by 15%. So once again, if you're going to be fielding sentry drones, that might be something you might want to consider. The Drone Speed Augmenter increases max velocity by 10%. The Sentry Damage Augmenter can improve sentry drone damage by 10%. And the Stasis Drone Augmenter increases your Stasis Web drones by increase your velocity a little bit at the expense of some of your CPU as well. So you can make those Stasis drones move a little bit quicker. So that concludes this general introduction to advanced drones and related kinds of capabilities. At this point, let's go ahead and open the floor for any questions that you might have. Feel free to type them either in the class.eune chat channel, or if you'd like to step forward in TeamSpeak, that would be completely okay. So at this point, we'll open the lines, and feel free to ask any questions you might have. Okay, no questions at all. All right. Oh, here's one. Namflog asks, are specialty drones useful in wormhole space against sleepers? You know, I've never tried them. I will say that I think that they probably would be the first to be targeted. My experience with sleepers is very limited, but my understanding is that they will target advanced drones pretty quickly. So I've never tried it. It's worth experimenting with. I don't know, to be honest with you. I think that the sleepers generally hate, as Shirala says, yeah, sleepers will target ECM very quickly, and I think they would target ECM drones probably the fastest. So that I would expect those to die pretty quickly against sleeper drones. Good question, though. Dingusic asks, given that the Helios has a 50% bonus to scout drone thermal damage, should a Helios field a Hobgoblin 2 or a specialty drone? That is a good question. Ding, I think the answer is, as just like everything else in EVE, it all depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to use a Helios as a damage-dealing vessel, then I think fielding Hobgoblin 2s is probably a good idea. A specialty drone could be a nice way to shake it up, but, you know, that's a pretty hard bonus to ignore. So I would tend to go with damage drones there. But don't discount throwing in a specialty drone or two if you think it'll help your cause. Any other questions? Well, great. Well, I hope you found this class useful. If you did, please give me a wave in the chat channel. And if you could, send me one ISK. Just one ISK as a little bit of a tip to let me know that you enjoyed the class and found it useful. If you do have any feedback, any kind of constructive criticism or suggestions that you'd like to see to improve the class, by all means, drop me an email. I'd be very happy to take your suggestions for doing so. I wanted to, in this class and in the preceding Drones 102 class, to share with you some of my enthusiasm for using drones. I think they're wonderful, in particular in missions, and they can add a lot of fun and depth and complexity to your PvP engagements as well. I do encourage you to experiment with them and to try them. I do think it's worth it to train these additional skills. It adds a whole new dimension to EVE and can help improve your enjoyment of the game and definitely get more effective. Let me go ahead and X up here. There you go. So with that, we will close out, and wish you good luck, and fly safe, and use those drones. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, if you're just hanging out here in the class.euni chat channel in TeamSpeak, let me encourage you to move on to other parts where you're going to find much more useful conversations. You're welcome to stay in chat if you wish, but I think there will be another class. There's no more classes today. But, go do something else. Bye.